Well, Super Netball's ramping up. It's a massive year for the sport. Every game of the Super Netball season is live on KO. Every Sunday game is available to stream for free as well with KO Freebies, that Sunday game. And joining us now is, well, the Australian and Melbourne Vixens captain, Liz Watson. Liz, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you on our show. And you're coming off a win against the Swifts, 59-53, first on the ladder with three games left before the finals. What's your assessment of the season been so far, Liz?
Yeah, look, it has been really, really great for us to be at the top position right now. But, you know, we are fighting for that minor premiership. We don't want Fever to jump ahead of us and for us to have to head over to Perth for our first final. So we've definitely secured a final spot. It's just where it will be, who will be against. And if you look at the ladder, there's almost a top four across the whole comp. So it's been very, very close. So last three rounds, and I think every team is fighting for that final position, and no one's out of it at the moment, which is exciting.
Liz, what's been some of the changes for the Vixens to, you know, have the season they have and build that consistency and sit at the top of the tree?
Yeah, look, we've had a really core group that have been Vixens for a long time, which I think has been great for us. We've got Kira Austin over from GWS Giants, who came off an ACL injury. She's been awesome for us in that goaling end. And also Liv Lewis from Fever, who was kind of sitting behind Courtney Bruce, who's our Diamonds goalkeeper. So wasn't really getting much court time, but I think her impact that she's had with us, she's been able to come on, bring some energy and spark and really show that, you know, she's a keeper who deserves to be out there as well.
And personally, Liz, a big reason, no doubt, that the Vixens are having a great year is the fact that, you know, you're back to full fitness as well. Tell us about your journey, because you missed, nearly all of last season with a foot injury, didn't you?
Yeah, I missed the whole year last year. I had navicular surgery, which wasn't fun, but look, it had to happen. And, you know, it's feeling so 100% right now. It's feeling so good, and I'm really glad that I did do it in the end and not have to manage the pain and the injury for the rest of my career. So it was a tough decision, but happy it was done, and it's caused no issues this season. So I'm happy to be back out there, and it's a really exciting year for netball this year and next year with big events coming up. So I'm glad I can be in full fitness for those.
Yeah, Comm Games not too far away, Liz. And how do your responsibilities change being Aussie captain? Is there more stuff off the field you've got to focus on now, or is it all something that you're used to, and I guess with your experience even playing at the highest level, it doesn't feel like a burden for you?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely not a burden. I absolutely love it, and I think we've had a lot of leadership sort of meetings and planning with the coaches, which has been great throughout the season. And it's just been able to keep the squad connected as much as we can. It is difficult once we start playing against each other. And, you know, we're opponents, but we still want to have that end vision and goal for us is that Comm Games gold medal. So we do try and do regular catch-ups as a squad leading up to selection, which will be in a few weeks' time. And then I'm sure once the team's announced, there'll be a lot more focusing on the team and preparing before we go away and a camp beforehand or whatever it may be to get us there and in the best position.
And as far as the Comm Games is concerned, Liz, I mean, for so long, the rivalry really was Australia-New Zealand gap the rest. And we know what happened at the last Comm Games when England stole the gold medal from us. And Jamaica's also looking like they're a looming threat now.
Yeah, there's definitely not a top two. There's top five or six with, you know, Jamaica, South Africa's even up there, definitely England and New Zealand. But I think you're seeing these players play in the Super Netball League, and there's a few Jamaicans who are in our competition who are absolutely dominating. So it's scary. It's great for our comp, but it's scary when we go to international level because they've improved so much and they're bringing that back to their home country too. So I think we've got a pretty good pool at the moment, so fingers crossed we can go all the way.
There was some, I guess, debate about the Diamond squad when it was there, when the 18-strong squad was announced, and it's going to be cut to 12. So when does that occur, and can we expect any surprises, do you think, Liz?
I have no idea, and I feel like it is very, very tight. I think the team will be announced in the next 2 to 3 weeks so that the coaches can watch the last 2 or 3 rounds of the season and make their final decisions, but it's extremely tough, and even to bring it down to 18, I know we had to drop some players who were in the squad who are performing well as well at SSN level, and I think it's going to be a combination of who's playing well, also looking back at our quad series that we had in Feb and how the team went there. We had a great win you know, against New Zealand and England over there too. So we can't forget that as well. But yeah, it's going to be very close. So whoever is, you know, in the team is going to be extremely proud and happy and know that it's been tough.
Do you have any say, Liz, in selection, or have you got a separate selection panel for that?
Yeah, no say at all. It's the coach, and they've got another panel that sort of go through that process, which I'm glad about.
I bet.
You love being a selector, Clarke.
I hated it. Nah, it's a lose-lose situation, that's for sure.
I know. Don't ask me anything. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, good place to be.
Well, Liz, great to see you back on the court, dominating this season after that injury last year, and you got a big end of the season with the Vixens and then the Comm Games. Enjoy and good luck.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
Yes, Liz Watson there. Reminder that all Suncorp Super Netball games are available live and ad break free on KO, and you can watch every Sunday game, the game on Sunday, for free with KO Freebies.